And I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show, we have Superintendent Julie King of Berlin Public Schools SAU 3. Superintendent King, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Gino. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We wanted to check in with the Berlin Public Schools for sure, because I've already talked to Kevin Richard, who is the superintendent here with SAU 9, and we wanted to check in with a lot of the surrounding school areas to learn about their remote learning process and how that's been going for each and every school district. So why don't we go back a little bit, about a month ago now, to when this all began, to see how it all started and how it's been going for SAU 3.
Well, certainly, you know, with the whole COVID situation in the country, we began our planning back at the beginning of March.
Mm-hmm.
So when the order came to switch to remote learning, we had a basic plan in place. And, of course, that 1 week of planning that they gave us definitely helped. We were poised in a pretty good position in the district. Our city council and school board have supported one-to-one technology for students for the last, I believe it's been about 5 years now. So having the devices was not an issue. Staff was very well trained with integrating technology, but, you know, the challenges to moving totally remote are a whole nother beast. So that week of planning was very good, allowed them to switch over their curriculum as best they could in a week's time, and we went live along with everybody else in New Hampshire.
Well, when it comes to the equipment and the computers and stuff and getting that to the students, was that an obstacle for you guys, or are you saying that the transition ended up being, I don't want to say easy by any means, but that ended up working out, the process?
Yeah, nothing has been easy about this process, for sure. Getting the devices to the students was different depending on the grade level. The way our one-to-one program worked is 9th through 12th, so the high schoolers generally take their devices home every day. The younger students left theirs at school, so there was definitely a big shuffle to get those distributed to all of the students along with their chargers and, you know, the very young children that, you know, may have needed extra. Teachers were busy putting together some packets with some worksheets and papers and other activities and materials. So those were all distributed in that first week.
Mm-hmm.
Along with making sure that everybody, all of the families, had internet access. So at this point in time, I believe everybody has internet access. Of course, some have better service than others as far as the speed of the internet connection and being able to support many users in the family at once. That's definitely a struggle in the North Country.
Do you believe
moving along.
Yes, of course. And do you believe that's been kind of the most difficult part of this process, was making sure that everybody was up and running?
Definitely it was a heavy load for our IT department.
Yeah.
Those first couple weeks, making sure, you know, helping parents to be able to access the platforms that we were using, the teaching, the actual getting the materials out and getting them hitched up, was definitely a heavy load on that staff, but they've done an amazing job, and so have our families, in making sure that, you know, they're reaching out for help when they need it.
I was going to ask that. How has been the student response, the parents' response, and you can mix in the staff as well. How has the response been?
The response from families has been phenomenal. You know, our community usually rallies on such occasions, and this has been no different. They're putting their all into it to make sure that the students are engaged and are connecting where they need to and getting their work done. So for the most part, that's been awesome. My staff has been absolutely amazing, from the administrative team to the teachers and the efforts and the work they've put in, my IT staff, custodians cleaning the building, bus drivers delivering meals, cafeteria staff, office management staff, everything, you know, they're all amazing people and put in such great efforts.
Yeah, no, that's really great to hear for sure. I know that you guys posted about it, and we follow you on social media. Of course, people can follow the Berlin Public Schools, SAU3, if they'd like, on social media. And you guys ended up trying to now kind of use the cameras that are available on these Chromebooks and of this equipment that was given to the students. And I know some parents may be a little cautious about that, and you guys have approached the cameras with caution. Explain that process a little bit. I think it just started yesterday, correct?
Yes. So Zoom was a new platform for my staff and for the students, and we chose as a district to go with a very cautious approach right out of the gate. I wanted my staff to feel comfortable. You know, this is a change when you're videotaping yourselves and you know that the families are watching you. It's a little bit intimidating.
Sure.
We really wanted to see how the platform was going to work with privacy issues and especially for the families in their homes. And so we chose the slow entry with Zoom. After a few weeks and knowing that this is now going to be a long-term situation, we did do some research and checked it out with our lawyers and heard from other school districts about how it's going for them, and we chose that we felt comfortable now opening it up so that the teachers can see the students, and you know there's a comfort level there for students to be able to see their classmates, especially in this time of social isolation where you know they're all missing missing school, they're missing their teachers, they're missing their friends. So we have to worry about the social-emotional health of our students as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. That has to be the hardest part for the students, I can only imagine. And not obviously not getting that personal connection with the teacher, of course, too. They're doing their best. But yeah, that student camaraderie, if you will, must be definitely the hardest part, I can imagine. When it comes to the modifications of the school week, I know there was different school districts talking about maybe a four-day week instead of the five-day week. Has there been any kind of changes like that when it comes to the Berlin schools?
Yes, we made a shift along with many other districts, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. We're using a flex model. Every Wednesday, staff has a day where they're collaborating, working together to put together new lessons, to switch over their curriculum to one that will best fit remote learning. On those days, students have no new assignments or no live Zoom meetings with teachers, but they are there to continue their work if they still have work, and we're trying to throw out little challenges to students every so often. For example, our Key Club last week and K-Kids, they put out a challenge to students when they're outside getting their daily exercise to take a bag along with them and pick up a bag of trash, and mm-hmm. they put a challenge out, so that was great. And we had a snowman building challenge one Wednesday. It's working.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and it's always nice to kind of change it up a little bit. I know that you guys have been big, too, on Spirit Week, doing all types of different themed days when it comes to Heroes Day and whatever else that you guys have come up with. It's been real creative to see.
Yes, that was fun. Lots of fun. The kids enjoy it. It's something different, and you know, they like having their pictures out there, and they're doing fun things. So
excellent. When it comes to the meal plans and all of that, how has that been when it's coming to feeding the students, those that are in need?
Right now, we're serving almost 600 students.
Wow.
So that also has been a heavy load for our cafeteria staff, and we have a bunch of paraeducators that are volunteering to help out with loading up the buses every day and distributing it at bus stops to the students. Right now they're getting a breakfast and a full school lunch, a hot meal, and we've had a tremendous amount of success with this so far, and I think families are very appreciative of it. We're working right now with the Berlin Rec Department. They normally take over the meals in the summer and mm-hmm. serve about 100 students in the summer. So we anticipate that there's going to be higher needs, so we're working together to come up with a plan to continue the service through the summer.
Excellent. That was going to be my next question, Julie. Look at you. To move into that. That's good. So there is a plan in stake. And I guess the big question on everyone's minds, and I know that you do have a Zoom meeting planned with seniors and their families coming up, but the class of 2020, end of the year plans, graduation, lots going on. I think our heart goes out to all of the seniors of the class of 2020, no matter the school district, really, because they are, I don't want to say being robbed of, but they are. They're being robbed of these moments, these last gripping moments of senior year. Can you say anything about the plan so far?
Yeah, absolutely. My heart goes out to them as well. Especially, we did have three winter sports teams that were headed to championship games.
Yeah.
So, as you know, because we were co-champions with Kenneth for boys hockey, so that's awesome. With graduation, yes, we do have a meeting planned next week with parents and seniors. We've already had a meeting with the senior class two weeks ago to talk about what their preferences were for some of these big events that were coming up, like prom and graduation. They expressed they really do not want to have virtual events, of course, and so we're going to make every effort we can to put something in place that is not virtual, even if it means waiting into the summer for some of these events.
Mm-hmm.
We have a master list going right now of all of the spring activities that we would normally hold and what we're going to be doing with them. So the plans are moving along, but nothing definite is set for any of them yet. Our Zoom meeting with parents and students will be a brainstorming session to hopefully, you know, come up with the best plan, and it's probably not going to be one plan. It's going to be plan A, plan B, plan C, by the looks of it.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at.
Okay, fair enough. And that meeting, it will be a Zoom meeting, of course, for seniors and their families, and that will be on Wednesday, April 29th, at least according to the Facebook page, and I'm sure you keep everybody posted just in case that changes or if there's any other announcements to make. One other comment I just had was that, especially in the beginning of this remote learning process, New Hampshire was kind of in the forefront of all of it. We were getting national attention for the school districts really stepping it up and being successful with the remote learning. Did you have any thoughts about that and how SAU3 was doing with that?
Well, certainly the decision made by the state to totally mandate that everybody was moving in at the same time to the same modality of learning was much different than other states did. Some states haven't made a move to remote learning and learning has stopped, and others are allowing districts to make decisions. So I think that definitely upped our game.
Yeah.
As I said, our district, you know, we were one-to-one already. Teachers were somewhat trained on Google Classroom, and, you know, that there was more of a comfort level there. So I think that we have led in that respect. I'm very proud of my staff for the quick changes they've made, especially we all know in education that sometimes the change doesn't come quick, and with this, it came very quick. So I'm very proud of the efforts they've put in there.
Yes, of course, we are too, and that's why one of the reasons we wanted to talk with you is to express that praise and say that we are so proud of not just the teachers, but the families and how everybody has really responded to this in the best way possible. Julie, thank you so much for your time. This is Superintendent Julie King of Berlin Public Schools SAU3. Do you have any final thoughts for everybody?
Stay safe and don't let your guard down, because I don't think we're over this yet, and we want everyone to come out healthy.
Yes, absolutely. You stay safe too, Julie, and we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
That is Superintendent Julie King of Berlin Public Schools SAU3. We greatly appreciate her time. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.